How you doing, everybody? Welcome back. Just wanted to record the intro, according to the new mic. I wanted to give it the sound quality it deserved. Towards the end of this pod, me and just Heather, I'm going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about the Republican National Convention. We're going to be talking about the Apple Epic Fortnite lawsuit and all that. But towards the end, we touched on Jacob Blake, who was shot in the back seven times by officers. And it was towards the end, we didn't really get a chance to talk about it much. By the next podcast, more than likely, a bunch of other things will happen by then. So I just wanted to give it a little bit more attention up front than I won't be able to later on in the episode as you're hearing it. As a black man, it is it's hard to see. I'm going to be 40 this year, so it's 40 years and age of reason as at 11, so it's 30 years or so of living in this reality. And as a father, it's seeing what things are turning into, not just for black people in general, but for people in general in America. It's a scary time. Plain and simple, it's a scary time. And when it specifically comes to Black Lives Matter, it's the scary aspect about it is not what it is in general, because what it is, it's always been that. It's that it's we're at a precipice of time right now where, and it may have to do a lot with this election specifically, where one of two things is going to happen, especially and this will be due to the election most likely. Either we're going to go closer to how things should be with the rule of law and police reform and just people being held accountable across the board, versus everybody's rights. Well, what happens to us as black people, that will now be everybody. It's going to go one of the two ways. It can only. Right now, it's leaning towards nobody having any real rights. But, you know, do any of us? As a black person, we know the rule of law. We know what it says. But we also live in reality, and no part of us has... No part of us that doesn't have any specific legal knowledge and or money to back it up, we know we're at a disadvantage. We know how the world is set up. And here's the thing. I don't think all police are bad. I don't think all people are bad. I don't think all white people. It's not about all people being any one thing. It's about what is wrong, what's wrong, what is right and what is wrong. It's about what is wrong in society. There was a, we didn't talk about this, but I saw it afterwards. There was a protest where some Black Lives Matter protesters were, one was sitting outside of a deli or a restaurant or something, and they're screaming at her face. And they're not helping. It's wrong. Now, I want to say it was nothing but white people, but I saw a black hand in there. Either way, it was wrong. though it did, it was the Young Turks video I was watching. I can't remember the name of the anchor who was watching, but the passion that she felt in being upset that they were there and what they were doing and that they were pretty much mostly white people and how they were not helping and who and not being focused on what it's supposed to be about. It touched me and it also made me step back and realize, oh yeah, it's kind of, you know, it directly involves me. All of this directly involves me. All of this directly involves my daughter and two sons. Directly. So, as well as plenty of friends and family, but specifically that. So, when Jacob Blake is... you see the video, and a friend on Facebook made a comment, and she's not wrong, where she was like, come on, fam. Like, you can't... Yes, you're upset. Yes, it's fucked up. Yes, you have rights. Yes, they don't have the right to treat you a certain way. But here's the thing. Yes, they will shoot you. I wish they wouldn't, but they will. So, the same rules still apply. We have other tools, you record, know the law, but end of the day, they will. So, with whatever action you choose to take, be aware that is a possibility. It shouldn't be, but it is. At least know the law. May not help. It helps more to know it, at least. When you're talking is not shooting. So, but anyway, I just wanted to bring a little bit more. I was feeling a certain way watching certain videos where they were talking about it. And 2020 has been a hard year since George Floyd's death and the protest and just the blatant out front disregard for not just black people, but just for people in general, peaceful protesters who are just American citizens who are doing the thing that growing up, like, here's the thing, I may be almost 40 years old, but I've heard this said before about other people, but I know it's this way for me, that I feel like I'm young. I still feel like that 12-year-old. Like, I still feel like a kid inside. And I still, part of me remembers and thinks back to people saying what America and everything is supposed to be and what the values it's supposed to hold. And yes, I know there's racism, and I'm black, I have experienced it, but I also do believe in the betterment of all and all the things that America's... I believe in the things that America's supposed to stand for, even if America doesn't necessarily want me to have it. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, these things are important. This is my platform. One person may hear it, 5, 6, 10, I don't know. But if you're hearing it, and if you're on the fence of what this is and what this means and how this feels and how you should feel, I want to bring as much perspective as possible. And here's the thing, in general, I've never been one to play the race card. I've had opportunities, but I don't. But now, it's not about the race card as much as just right and wrong card, and even still, it's not even, I don't even need to play the race card these days, because if you can't see how fucked up it is, let alone racist or bigoted, there's nothing I could do. You're either, as you will hear later in this podcast, you're either morally corrupt or you're stupid. You only, if you're an adult and you have that view, just like if you're a Trump supporter, correlations apply. You don't necessarily have to be one or the other. You don't have to be a racist and a Trump supporter. But I have the same thought process for both. You're either morally corrupt or you're stupid. And or ignorant. We'll use ignorant. Because we'll use stupid for now. If you come around, we'll use ignorant. Now you're fucking stupid as fuck. If you come around some common sense, you were ignorant before. Both, whichever apply. So, anyway, that's that. But there's other stuff now. Thankfully, I'm happy we started off with a lot more lighthearted stuff after this intro. So enjoy the episode. Just thank you, anyone who gives me the time of day. I appreciate it. I'm trying to make something out of all this. Enjoy the show, and I'll see you on the other side. Take it easy, everybody.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life.
You creeper.
And welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, aka Voice, aka Savage Voice, aka Antonio Salvaje. And with me today is
just Heather. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty of the American dream, no more wire hangers.
For those of you who don't know what Just Heather is referring to, is the Republican National Convention, a speech by... Okay, here's the thing. Before this, the only thing I specifically knew about her is that she's Don Jr.'s girlfriend. But apparently at one time she was a Fox News pundit host or whatever the... Yes. Hell.
She was married to the current governor of California, or ex-governor. No, I think he's still the governor.
Yeah, Robert Newsom. Yeah, she was married to Robert Newsom.
Gavin.
Now Gavin Newsom, that guy.
Yeah, now, a very white guy name. You're fine.
Now she's dating Don Jr. And okay, so what have you seen of the Republican National Convention?
All right, so I will be honest with you. I didn't watch neither the DNC nor the RNC. I have better things to do than watch a bunch of talking heads, but I do typically read opinion pieces the next day. So I know that Politico did a fact check on both. Mm-hmm. And there was more misinformation on the first night of the RNC than there was on the DNC. The RNC definitely has so far built. Now, granted, we're only on day one of... Are they doing 3 or 4 days?
Okay.
We're only on day one. And the entire convention is definitely built on fear of the alt-left.
You think? What made you say that? What about anything that you've seen thus far makes you think that their peer... in contrast... Compared to the... Now, here's the thing. I just want to say out in the open, in general, I am neither Republican nor Democrat. I just live here, okay? Obviously, there's bad on both sides. There's no way to say that the Democratic Party is what it should be. But there's a difference that you have the asshole who at least sometimes cares about you, or they care about you, but at the same time, while they're caring about you, they're getting something on the back end for themselves, and the asshole who doesn't care about you is getting the stuff on the back end themselves and then is mugging you. So out of the two, that being said, in general, at least what I saw of the Democratic National Convention, now here's the thing. There was technically, you could say, to play devil's advocate, air quotes, fear-mongering on both sides. However, the fear was kind of unsaid. It was understood. What the fear was, you didn't have to describe it. Everybody was like, yeah, we need to stop this. You know what this is.
They were list, like, the RNC literally just had like a very cliched checklist, a bullet point list of, we're going to become a socialist society, we won't have any police, open borders, closed schools, your kids are going to be stupid as hell, defunding, you know, law enforcement, dismantling that, sending jobs here. So it was a lot of that. And it's funny because I was thinking about this. 2016, when Trump was running, his big platform was, we had to fear the immigrants, mainly Mexicans, because Mexicans were going to come over here. They were going to, you know, rape your white women. They were going to sell your children drugs. And they were going to steal your jobs. The tactic this time around seems to be, you need to fear the other side that lives within our borders. And I think that's really interesting, that one tactic didn't work. So let's look at the people who are right here at home that are going to completely ruin our Catholic American society.
Well, okay. So there's two things to that. One, they have to go this route. They like, because of, the only way to go this route is, I'm not bad, they're bad. Even though, obviously, no, dude, like, you suck at your job.
Rats are abandoning ship right now because Kelly Conway left or is leaving.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of like top officials who once worked for this administration are starting to come out with a lot of like, you know, inside information. I think it's interesting. It's close to the election that we're seeing.
Here's the thing. And if this offends anybody, I apologize, but you should also should be ashamed of yourself if you identify to this statement. Anybody who believes that he's good at his job and is not guilty of half, if not everything, he's been accused of, you're a fucking idiot. You're either idiot or you're evil. Because
I know Trump supporters, they're not very smart.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're an idiot, you're evil. So that's one. Two, that being said, the things that they said and how they said them, like, for you to believe that, you're an idiot. Like, just on a regular common sense, this isn't about left or right. This is about what's right and what's wrong. And on a basic level of everything that America is supposed to stand for and everything that, generally speaking, most of these people who support Trump are supposed to believe in, he goes against, that's the thing. People on our side of things, whether they're air quotes liberal or like, I watch a lot of the Young Turks, and they'll call out either side if they do some shady shit. So I fall closer to them. We don't know what to say. We don't have the fucking words because we're like, it's literally, it's right in front of you. They're not, like, the difference, he didn't drain the swamp. He just sold you guys tickets to watch when the alligators eat shit. That's the only difference.
I saw a really good...
He put some cameras at the bottom of the lake. That's all he did.
He is the swamp. I don't know why people thought he was a lot of, when he was running, a lot of people's big things were, he's not a politician, he's a businessman. It's the same fucking fucking thing. There's no difference. You think he got to where he was? Okay, well, granted, he got to where he was because his dad had a lot of money. But let's pretend, but he kept the momentum going. How do you think he did that?
What do you think? He's bad at both. He's not a good businessman.
So, I mean.
No. But he's, No. He's a good huckster. He's a good con man. He's not a good businessman. He has gone bankrupt like 4 times. Casinos.
Oh, I know. So, listen, we know about Atlantic City. Yeah.
So I'm not saying he's not rich. That's not in question. There are a lot of people who are rich, but doesn't make them good businessmen. They have people who do that for them. He's a horrible businessman. And in all honesty, he's not even a good con man.
He conned a lot. He's conned a lot of people.
No. The reason why he's not a good con man is because we all see the con. You know what I mean? He's not a good con man. You don't know that you've been conned. We all know. The dumb fucks, they're dumb fucks. They don't count. Like, I'm sorry.
They're not real people.
Well, I'm sorry. I
they're like me? They're like Muppets. Just a hand up their ass making them talk.
Where's the thing? You want me to respect you as a person. I will respect you as a person. But I cannot respect your intelligence. Or as far, it's either I respect your intelligence or you as a person. Because if you're a Trump supporter, one of those two things has some issues. Either you as a person has some issues or your intelligence has some issues. It's a binary thing, because either you have some moral issues you need to deal with, or you're dumb as fuck.
Let me ask you something. Do you personally know any like Trump supporters? Like, know them well?
I can't. Well, define well.
Like, you know them well. That's somebody that you either you talk to frequently, whether you know because you want to or not. It doesn't matter. But like, just
yeah. I know them enough. I have some you know. Well, okay. So let's say I have an in-law. Where I can't necessarily say they support Trump, but they don't support Biden.
Okay.
So my thought process more of is I can't necessarily say if they're pro-Trump. I'm not going to put that on them. I would doubt it only because it just seems to be where they're leaning. I respect them. I love them as a person. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't think Biden's that great of a candidate either. Nothing about him. He is. Remember how I said when you're the best possible option for everybody involved is a right-leaning Democrat, a left-leaning Republican, right?
Yes.
He kind of is the worst aspects of that. Not necessarily the worst, but towards the worst aspects of that. Because my whole thought process is you do want somebody like that on either side so that something can get done. Because once Obama got in, it became we're not going to let them get anything through versus let's get something done. It's let's make sure they don't get anything done. And that's been what our politics has been for the past, 10 years now? Make sure the other person doesn't get something done. Versus let's get shit done.
It's an absolute pissing contest for sure. So the reason I asked you is because I know those two off the top of my head Trump supporters I know very well. And I find them interesting because they both, one is a gay man in a very red area of the state, like a place where you typically cannot come out in. And
I'm not going to insult your friend or family.
You know who did it. You did insult them. But that is okay. They deserved it. And I don't understand how he could. And listen, there is nothing. There is not a single thing that Trump could do that would break this guy's like hard on for him. Trump could unload a bus full of children in front of his house, pee on all of them, burn the flag in front of this guy's eyes, and he would still be like, it's fake news. It's the liberal media. The liberal media. Like, there's nothing you can say to this guy. And
I've pointed out, like, literally the first day in office, he took off any mention of, like, LGBT rights from the White House front page.
Yeah.
Like, he erased them. How are you? And the other person I know is a, like, middle class, maybe, like, middle class mom, doesn't work, and relies on state aid for her two children. And it's like, how do you, like, I don't understand, like, you're just voting against your interests when it comes to, like, healthcare and childcare and all this stuff. So, I mean, a lot of the Trump supporters I know are like that. And I almost feel like they think, listen, I heard a really good analogy about a week ago. Trump supporters don't love Trump because of what he promises to do to them. It's what he promises to do to other people. And I believe that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that
definitely. I 100% believe that's why Trump supporters love him.
Well, that's the only thing that makes sense, which
it's the only thing, yeah.
Well, okay, so there's a few different aspects. It's one, and with the Republican Party in general, if you are not a person of middle class or upper middle class or above, I'm sorry, it makes little sense for you to be a Republican, only for the fact of they don't offer the average person anything. They're not about the average person. They're not about helping people of average means.
Oh, yeah, no.
You have to be in a upper middle class tax bracket or above for anything that they fight for to hold any weight. They may do certain shit for their own constituents to be in power and remain in power, but none of it. Like, I don't know of any, I don't know, okay, first off, disclaimer, I know very little of politics other than the past years that Trump has been, like, I've known stuff here and there. I'm 40 years old. You can't not know shit. But in general, per se, as far as what they fight for, the things that would possibly be perceived as stuff for you is bullshit because they vote for smaller government, yet they give their self raises and better health care than everybody else in the country. That's a smaller government that has more benefits than you do. So it's nice. It's nice you want the government smaller. How's that fucking helping me? It's not. You just made it smaller so you can have more of the resources. That doesn't help me. Tax breaks. You're damn sure I'm going to try to use as many of those tax breaks as possible. However, I'm also pretty certain a lot of the things I would have to do, I don't even have enough money to be able to do the things to make the tax breaks possible. So, you know, at least the Democratic Party, here's the problem. All politicians, okay, here's what the problem is with Democrats versus Republicans. All politicians, for the most part, at some level, have to be corrupt because their whole job is raising money versus doing their job. It's raising money to make sure that when it's time to get reelected, they'll get elected. That's it. And doing their job is like 5% of their job, okay? They're pretty much the first Instagram whores, minus Instagram. They're like the boring prototype of Instagram whores.
Yeah, like Congress, not a fan.
And Senate. But here's the thing. So the Democrat side of things, they, generally speaking, and at least on the outside, push for programs that help people. Now, the argument on the right is social programs, blah, 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 and social programs bad. But all this, their whole argument is literally based off of, why do you say it's bad? Well, that's what the Republican side has told me. They're taking all my money. Let's just make sure, though, we give enough money for our military, which either we're not using for anything, or we're using generally in, not necessarily improperly, but not for the best reasons.
No, we sent Viagra to our troops. You should see how much money was spent sending Viagra to our troops a few years ago.
I remember that story.
I don't know what you're fucking out there.
Well, that wasn't for the fucking. That was because that was a. I actually am not opposed to that. That had a purpose.
Oh, of course, you have a penis.
No. You see, that's the thing. I do know stuff. The reason for that was it wasn't for the troops. That was because they used it to bribe the chiefs, the kings of the tribes in the area for, you know, to get what they like, to grease palms, to get
something
to make deals with them. That's what they gave them.
You guys should.
I actually am in favor of that versus weapons and shit like that. Yeah, go ahead, give them some fucking Viagra. I don't give a fuck. Worst that happened, somebody got into your Viagra and they had a hard on longer than 4 hours. Yeah, well, you know, that's what worst case scenario.
Massive erection.
Well, worst case scenario, somebody dick dies versus like a kid or a village. You know, it's, I think that's an equal. I don't mind that as much.
Hey, but listen to this. Okay, hold on. I'm Googling as you're talking. You know how much the mill? Okay, fine. Let's say I don't even know anything about grease and palms with Viagra, but let's say that you are correct. You know how much they spend to do this? $41.6 million annually on Viagra alone.
Oh,
how many palms are they greasing?
Oh, don't get me wrong. The amount that they spend, their budget. Here's where you actually bring up the point I was lead to the point I was going to make is that 1%, not even 1% of their budget, could fix so many issues that we have as a country, whether it be infrastructure, schools, PPE, like all the stuff that. Here's what's upsetting. All the things, and here's another reason why Trump is not a good businessman. Because all the things that we need as, or a good politician, all the things that we need as a country that could solve our issues as a country, if you just take literally the smallest of fractions from our military budget and spread it to those, like if, they're all idiots. They're like, I just thought of it. They're all fucking idiots. Because all they would have to do, this is how we could have a government that could possibly work properly. All the Republicans had to do, because this is their side of the aisle, is give the Democrats maybe 3%, 1 to 3% of, and they could work within that, you know, have that wiggle room to work with. We'll give you 3, maybe 1, maybe like 1.5 of the military budget for all of the social programs that we try to do. Here's 3% of that budget. Make it work. They still keep their guns and shit. The left side gets a shitload of money. Because just 1% is like astronaut. Like, can you, you're on Google. Can you put in 1% of the annual U.S. military budget?
Okay, hold on. 1%. I guess I'll have to stop reading about how Jerry Falwell is a cuck, but sure, I'll look. 1%.
We'll get to that.
1% of the annual military budget?
Yes.
All right. What percentage of the U.S. budget is military?
I don't know. Just take what is the annual military budget and then find 1% of that.
You're going to make me do some math. Okay. So
Google's going to do the math. You just have to type in the words.
God.
You're going to make me ask Google the question.
Wait. How much? Okay. Let me tell you what the 2020 annual budget is, and then we'll do some math, okay?
Okay.
Well, so the defense bill. Wait. Part of a broad $1.4 trillion, blah, 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 averted government shutdown. The defense bill would provide $738
billion. $738 billion in what?
It just says 738. No, I don't feel like that's right. One, let's be, okay, hold on. Annual, look at the 2019.
Yeah, I was going to say, put in the 2019. See what the 2019 military budget was.
Okay.
Because I know they've increased it from there, so that'll even be better for whatever we're trying to
do. Stop. Got a toddler trying to crawl into the coffee table.
She's upset at what they're doing with our government as well.
A Jew and a black guy walk into a bar.
Why is this so harsh? 2019 annual military spending.
You're the Jew. You're supposed to be good with numbers.
I'm not. That is a grossly inaccurate stereotype. Okay. So, this is what was approved in 2019 for the American military budget. It was $686.1 billion.
Okay. What is 1% of that?
That would be times .01, right?
I would just put that number, put Google what is 1% of, and put that number in. And like Google just do the math.
Oh, I didn't even know Google would do all that for me.
Oh, yeah, literally. All you have to do is go Google. You don't even have to say put Google. They know who they are. Put in.
What is 1%
of, and then put in the number, and it'll give you the exact number.
You know, I feel like my whole life has been a lie, and I realize that I'm like, just do math for me. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I do that for a while. That's all I ever do. I have to give a tip. What's 20% of? If it's not automatically there.
So 1%, what is this crap? Yeah, I know that. 1% of, hold on. It's not even giving me nothing. Okay, why don't I just use my calculator?
Go ahead. I don't know how to. I don't know how to put in the number, so I can't even check on my end.
Oh, we can't even figure out how many zeros that is.
Yeah,
it passes off the rails.
I can't contemplate that because I know that 1 million is what, like 100,000.
What number did I give you before?
Six something billion. I don't know.
6.86. Okay.
Didn't we just go over that? I can't contemplate that high.
6.86. I'm like, all right, so a million, hold on.
6.86. Just 1% of that.
Listen, stop, you're pressuring me. 1, 2, 3. So there's, okay, 1, that's 6 million. Okay. Times, this is 6.8 billion. You know what? Let's just go with that. All right, so that's 68, it's a little over $68
million. $68
million,
so.
I feel like a better person could have done all that in their head.
Times that times three.
Are you making me do more math times what?
Just times that times three. 68 million times three.
205 million.
That's 205. That's between 68 million and 205 million worth of dollars that they could bargain with easily.
That's what we're talking about. I'm just like, oh, math.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying there should be something put in place that all social, and maybe they might have to go a little bit higher than that in all honesty, just to be closer to fair. But all of the Democrats, you know, leftist social issues should be funded based off of what our annual military budget is. If the you want a high military, you want to give them a bunch of money, all right. But we're going to have to take 10%. Whatever you get for that, you got to give us 10%. You know, we'll make up some wiggle room, but, you know, we get 10%. Whatever that budget is, you got to give us 10% of that budget. So it's up to you. What's wrong with that? Why would that be an issue? How would that be an issue? Now, when it comes to other things like laws and stuff, well, that's laws, and each side can argue their different sides. But when it comes to getting things for the people or getting things for your base, whether, you know, along the lines of military funding, which is a part of government, has to be done, and taking care of your infrastructure and or citizens, which is the purpose of government.
They're supposed to work for us, so not our.
How is it that I just solved that? What the fuck? That's another reason why I know I could be a better president than him.
And that's pretty bad, because look how long it took us to figure out 1% of 6.8.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason why he can't, like, it doesn't take much. You could even be full of shit, but still appease the other side. That's what I'm saying. He's not even a good con man. He's not doing a good job at even looking like he's doing a good job. Here's the thing. You have to, if you can't do a good job, look like you can do a good job. You
That's don't. How I get through life.
Here's the thing. Nobody in Fox News believes that he's doing a fucking good job. There's like maybe two people on any of those shows that believes a damn thing about anything that Trump that aren't fucking devoid of a soul. Either they're devoid of a soul or they're fucking liars. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure they're getting money in their pockets for something somewhere.
Well, no, it's all about money. But like I say, I don't think that any of them actually, for them to actually believe in Donald Trump, they are morally corrupt people. Like, getting paid for it is not the part that makes them morally corrupt. Like, what's his name? Hannity. That's a morally corrupt person, in my opinion. There's no doubt in my mind that is a morally corrupt individual. What's that other fucking slimy piece of shit that... that deserved to get punched in the face.
What's his name? No, I can't remember. Bobblehead bow tie.
Yeah, he doesn't wear it anymore. He doesn't wear the bow tie anymore. But yeah, that guy. That guy is a morally corrupt individual. Because it's not just about money. It's about, like, you get to a level of what you report, how you report, things you're going to say, where once you reach a certain level, you're like, what you're doing is just kind of fucking evil. I don't know how else to say it. Like...
Oh my goodness.
I know there's always more than one side to everything, and that's why I don't, like, I live in Indiana.
Oh, Tucker Carlson,
yeah, that piece of shit. I live in Indiana, and they're just, you know, that says it all. I don't should have to go beyond that.
How did you end up in Indiana?
This is where my son's mother's from.
But was she from somewhere else?
No, she's from here, and I met her when I was still in Jersey.
Oh, online?
No, well, technically online, but she was in Jersey.
Oh.
She was in Jersey, living in Jersey, and we met. Yeah, Like, I was in Jersey,
she was also physically in New Jersey.
Yeah, I was in Jersey, she moved to New Jersey, we met in New Jersey. Then when she was moving back here, I left New Jersey. And then now I'm here.
Congratulations.
Well, we're not together anymore, so.
Oh, shit. Okay.
it's been 4 years now, so, you know. Anyway, but yeah, so they're not necessarily bad people. But it's like, I don't know if I explained this to you. I think I explained this to Mr. Roland, where... For instance, Joe Rogan, who actually is left-leaning, as far as it goes, social views, he's very left-leaning. He's more right-leaning only when it comes to gun control, but he also believes in sensical, proper gun control. Yes. Like, he doesn't believe just anybody willingly having a gun. He's like, you need to know how to properly use a handgun. You should not, it's not a toy, you know. All the aspects, put it this way. All the aspects of the right side, except for maybe a few things I don't necessarily agree with him on as far as when it comes to, which I'll explain why I don't agree with him, why it's okay. He, for the most part, embodies all of the better sides of the Republican side of things, of that way of thinking and living their life. He fits more of those positive things, living off the land, hunting, things that intrinsically are not wrong when looked at them from a reverent, positive point of view, which he does. Socially, he believes in everybody having equal rights. He'll never say he's pro-life. He'll say, I believe a woman should have her rights, but you can't not acknowledge that if left to its own devices, for the most part, that would be a living human being. And the scale of when it becomes like that, actually, that's something that's a discussion. You know what I mean? On both sides.
Yeah.
Like he'll say it that way as opposed to just, you know, no, it's murder, da 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 da, you know. Like, for instance, I'm pro-choice. I personally would not want to have ever had or ever have an abortion, but I'm also pro-choice. You know what I mean? Like, I preferably would not want that. I might possibly...
I'm on the same boat as you. I would not want that, but I am very pro-choice.
Yeah. So, but here is... I haven't listened to as much of Joe Rogan lately and some of the other podcasts I listened to since Corona all started, just because it hurts to kind of listen to their point of view, because it's a bit ignorant. And when I say it's ignorant, it's only because of how I feel. I think it's ignorant. They have their reasons for thinking this way, and they're not necessarily not taking the proper precautions. But they're looking at it from their perspective, which generally the Joe Rogan and the people I'm referring to are on a much more... Like, for instance, I have been quarantined for the most part in my house. I go to the store and keeping very limited interaction. I can hear my neighbors outside. I hear the kids playing.
Okay.
They go home where they live. More than likely, they don't hear anybody outside. You know what I mean? They're that well insulated that, and it's good for them. They made enough money. They deserve it. It's not anything against them. But where their life is, specifically with Joe Rogan, his life revolves around the specific things that his life revolves around, and he's not as aware of what's currently going on in the world that's not brought indirectly to his attention. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole Kaepernick. Like, for the most part, he knew of Kaepernick, but he didn't know a lot of the basic things that, like, somebody like me or you have. Like, how long has it been, the whole Kaepernick thing been going on? The whole 4 years or so, right? It's,
yeah.
Okay. I knew about the a soldier that he, I think it was a Marine, that he, like, he sat down for the anthem. A Marine sent him a message, an email or something, basically stating, you know, that disrespect, he felt disrespected.
Yeah.
They set up a meeting, they talked it over, and the Marine, or whatever Army, I don't know what branch, I think it was Marine, he suggested, why don't you take a knee? This is how we show respect to fallen soldiers. Joe, he didn't know that. And it doesn't make him a bad person. It was, and that's something that's... I knew that. Did you know that?
Nope, like, I did not.
Okay, so you see, you didn't know that. No. You know what I mean? Okay, so he doesn't... He's insulated from a lot of the everyday things that I'm not necessarily insulated from, or that you may or may not be insulated from. Like, I don't want to hear, because I can't say anything to him to get him to go, wait, you need to see this. His guy, Jamie, usually he'll be that voice of reason where if he has somebody, like if Joe doesn't, like we saw how Joe did with Boy Sheboygan. What's his name?
Boy Sheboygan. I like it. I can't remember his name either. All right. I know you mean. Oh, yeah. Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, Sheboygan. Ben Sheboygan. His boy Sheboygan. If Joe doesn't necessarily come automatically, you'll be listening, you'll be like, come on, but what about, like, say something, Joe. And usually he'll come up with that other, even if it's a devil ally, he'll come up with that other side. And when it's not, usually Jamie would be like, well, actually, this is what I found on this. But again, if it's not in their purview, they're not aware of it, and you kind of can't expect them to be aware of it, because that's not how we work. We understand the world that we are in, and there's so much that each of us has to deal with on a day-to-day basis that we may want other people to understand our world, our lives, but here's the thing. It's not going to happen. For instance, and this is a segue, and I'm one of those people who like to point out our segues.
smooth transitions across the board.
Exactly.
That's how you do it. You know, the only smooth way to do a transition is to point it out loudly. Fortnite. Shame on you. You should be a better mother than this. Your child plays Fortnite. You should know what's going on.
I'm apparently, a shit parent.
Apparently, your child. Well, does your parent play mobile Fortnite?
Actually, so no, we don't, because we were having issues with it. Though I was talking to Liam about Fortnite, because he is not. He thinks his past season's been too hard. He's not a big fan of it.
No, most people haven't. They introduced the. I'm gonna game-splain to you now. They introduced the charge shotgun, which is basically a gun that you shoots, and took out the pump shotgun, which you know what a pump shotgun is, right? Chick, chick, pump.
Oh, I play Doom. I know a little bit.
Yeah.
Not about Fortnite, but about other things.
You know what a shotgun is, right?
I know what a shotgun is.
Okay, so picture a shotgun where you...
I'm American, goddammit. I'm a patriot.
Exactly. Exactly my point. You know what a pump shotgun is, damn it. A charge shotgun doesn't exist. That's made up for the game. But pump shotgun, everybody knows what a pump... That's where that is. That's a pump shotgun. And they took that out the game, and then they had the whole water thing, and it just... Like him, same thing. Not so much that it was too hard, but they made it that there's another shotgun that's a tactical shotgun where it just became, for the most part, useless.
Yeah.
So all these things you were used to, like they made a major change with everything being underwater, but weapon-wise, all these things that you were used to kind of didn't, you know. So just you were like, eh. He just took you out of it. But water's receded. Next season is going to be Marvel. It's gonna be a Marvel theme, so.
Oh shit!
You know, that's my.
Man, we're gonna have to talk about this now every week, aren't we?
Yep, most likely.
I'm gonna have to start watching some
but, stuff. Yeah, but specifically, what comes with Epic? Epic. Okay, so here's what happened. I texted this to you. I don't.
What
know
had happened
you...
is.
What had happened was okay. So. They are V-Bucks. You know what V-Bucks are, obviously, because...
Yeah,
you...
Liam got... That was, like, all Liam wanted for his birthday this past month.
Okay. So he got the V-Bucks, and the way V-Bucks work is you, for those who don't know, is if you want to buy something in the game, you have to use V-Bucks. And you buy them generally in bundles of, like, $10 for, like, I think 1,000 or 1,200 V-Bucks or something like that.
Yeah, this idiot got 40 bucks worth of V-Bucks, mm-hmm. and he accidentally bought the wrong skins with them. And then he was looking at us with puppy dog eyes. I'm like, well, you're shit out of luck, I guess.
No, he should be able to get a refund on them.
Oh, can you?
Yes, you can get a refund on your skins.
Oh, well, I will have to text my partner in crime on that. I do not handle any of that shit.
Yep. Go to the Epic Games, Epic Games website. And he should be able to get a refund on the skins so he can get the proper skins that he wants. And then when he does that again, make sure he uses code SAVAGEVOICE at checkout. Anyway.
Keep going. Okay.
And it resets every 14 days, so also don't forget that. But anyway, so what had happened was to buy in-game, which is just cosmetics, it's things that look cool and, you know, dances and emotes and stuff like that. So that's how you get them. Well... that $10 that you would pay, or okay, so let's say what you pay for a skin would be $7.99. And if you buy it in the Apple mobile store, or if you buy it on Apple or Google, you have to pay $10 versus the $7. And what the reason is because Apple, I believe Google is doing the same thing, but specifically App, because it's mainly about Apple, and I'll get to where the confusion is on Google. But I know specifically with Apple, they charge them 30% of everything, whether it be buying V-Bucks or buying a skin, like anything that any type of purchase, they take a cut off the top. But they don't do the same thing with Amazon. Every single one of you has ordered something through the Amazon app, have you not?
Oh God, yes.
Yeah, they don't take 30%. I think Amazon may pay a fee to have their app on there, but they don't take that 30% that they take off of
digital game developers. And Epic's argument is, why is it that because we are a digital product, we have to pay 30% over something that's just because it's a hard, you know, a physical item? Like, that doesn't make sense. And especially if you think about it, in this day and age, it makes even less sense.
And why is that?
Well, because what argument are they going to use? Like, where do, like, the, well, the argument that they okay, so to backtrack, so they did that, right? The 30%. So what Epic did was made it so that an in-game purchase in the app that you don't have to pay the extra 30%, and they passed the savings on to the gamers, where whatever the cut that they were paying to Apple, they just, that's the savings that you got on the skin. So Epic didn't make anything extra. Apple just didn't get their cut. Immediately, Apple then took them off of the Apple Game Store, Play Store.
No, Apple's done this before to other apps.
Yeah. And then shortly after, Google also took them off the Play Store. Before Google took them off the off their Play Store, once Apple took them off, Epic filed a lawsuit against Apple, as well as put out a video, Fortnite, Free Fortnite, 1984. I think it's good. Did you see the video?
I did. Yeah, I watched it.
Do you remember the old 80s video, or are you too young for that one?
I'm too young for that one.
Yeah, yeah. But the whole point of that commercial was they felt, I think it might have been IBM was the company, but they were kind of like, you shouldn't own everything. Like, whatever the major computer company was at that time, that's who they were fighting against. And now they've kind of become that. Now, here are the intricacies in my point of view, a couple aspects. One, I was watching a video today, that Denver guy on YouTube, who knows way more about most stuff in this and everything, but he's a YouTuber like me, another person. He has his sources, doesn't mean they're right. And the story is, because of all this, the CEO of Epic is possibly getting canned, you know, sources say. Here's why I take it with a grain of salt. Currently, Apple is going through, Congress was recently questioning them in relation to them, Google, and Amazon and some other companies being monopolies.
Okay.
Which is one of the reasons why I'm pretty sure they did this when they did this. While that's still going on, they filed the lawsuit, and their whole lawsuit, they don't ask for any money, no monetary gain. Their whole thing is they're asking for things to be fair across the board for all developers. No money actually asked.
Yeah.
Because they're basically saying it's not a fair marketplace when you get a cut and you decide what gets to be on, and like, you hold all the keys. Where are we going to go? We can't, you know, we can't be on either we're go through you, or we're not able to be with the majority of the world who uses this device or that device, or, you know, this operating system or that operating system. So that's why they did.
How you doing, guys? In these trying times, it's kind of hard to support anybody but yourself. However, there are still ways you can support the podcast and the Broke Blurred Pod. You can go to streamerlinks.com/savagevoice, and you can go to our YouTube channel. You can check out Bat and Bear's YouTube channel. Give it a like and subscribe. Cost you nothing. You can go on, if you're in the Epic Game Store, put in code SavageVoice and use the creator code SavageVoice and get a little bit of something. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Or, you know, if you do want to spend something, you can go to the Broke Blurred merch. Go to the Bad New Bears merch. We got lots of stuff for you. My own personal designs, more stuff coming. We just have a collection coming up there soon. So go check it out, streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. You won't be disappointed. Also, you can check all of my content from YouTube to the podcast. Again, on streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. Take it easy. Bye.
this now because here's the thing. And the reason why this source, in my opinion, this source says that he's probably getting fired is because Apple was like, okay, well, we're going to suspend any updates to any app using the Unreal Engine, which is what most games use and is owned by Epic.
Okay.
In my opinion, this only works in Epic's favor for the most part. I mean, here's why. It only pertains to mobile, okay? So, one, the amount of money that Epic makes daily off of Fortnite alone, with the skins and everything, off of console and PC alone, and they also still have Wii. Okay, that amount of money they make alone, I would think, is worth what they have to pay in law fees to fight this in court. Like, they have obviously a lawyer and retainer, so there's not any real. They have a law department. They have a department specifically for this. What are they gonna have to pay in court fees? That's really, they're a $1 billion company. What are they gonna pay in court fees? That's really gonna be costly to them. Okay, so on that side of things, no. What are they gonna lose in mobile? Possibly a lot, but in a major scheme of things, they stand to gain a lot more, as well as. Previously, there's a on PCs. Have you ever heard of Steam?
Yes.
Steam.
Yeah.
Steam is basically a game store on PC. They literally fought against Steam, so that they got their own Epic game store. Okay. They made it. They've gone through this before, on other platforms. So. I'm sorry, it doesn't seem to make sense that they make this move now. It's directly in the time that they're going through this situation with Congress where they have to prove or put out the argument that, no, we're not a monopoly and there's nothing you should worry about, when at the same time, they're getting sued by a major developer because they're acting in monopolistic ways. And their reaction to this lawsuit is to make it so that no other, not like over 50%, 50 to 90% of all game developers won't be able to update their games because they'd rather take 30% from all of them, which, to me, that seems to prove more of Epic's point. That would prove more of their point. Like, if you're a judge and you see this scenario breaking down and Epic's coming forth going, the reason we're doing this is because they're acting like a monopoly. And, like, well, you guys kind of are. So,
I wonder if they have a breakdown of how many users are on console, PC versus... I'm trying to Google it now, and I'm like having a hard time finding it. So I'll have to look later.
Because here's the thing: is technically anybody who has mobile, they could technically have the same account on a console. Like, you can use your same account.
I wonder if there's a way they can track that though.
I know they have.
I'm sure they could track how many people downloaded directly from their site versus how many go through the Apple Store.
Yeah. But like you figure, like I said, Apple is the Apple Store. They take a big cut of everything they have. So like, what are they like? If they continue to do it and let them do it, they will not. Like, if you're a business, and see the issue itself is that mobile gaming has become the biggest thing. So for this to happen. They kind of takes them out of the mobile gaming aspect. But like I just said, most things are made with the Unreal Engine. So in my opinion, this does Apple more of a disservice than Epic because Epic still has everywhere else to go.
Yeah. They have options. I believe, I think Netflix had the same issue with Apple a couple of years ago.
Probably. Like recently.
They were pulled off of the Apple downloading service because Netflix was asking its users to download through the Netflix site rather than through Apple.
Yeah. With Microsoft kind of went through the same thing because they developed a cloud gaming system, which Google developed a cloud. Stadia. You seen the commercials for Stadia?
Maybe. I don't have cable, so.
You usually see it on YouTube because it's Google's cloud gaming company that works for shit.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, basically cloud gaming is instead of having a hard source console, basically you play it through your web browser. Like you go to website and instead of all that data and being on your hard drive, it's streamed. So you're just streaming the game. But they're sucked ass, so much ass. but Xbox did it right in beta and is now still technically in beta, but they are no longer going to be allowed on the iPhone because Apple doesn't want to compete with their own gaming platform that they're trying to launch.
Okay.
And Microsoft is actually in support of Epic in this lawsuit.
Oh.
They've come out publicly in support of Epic's actions. So, did you see
the... What's a good name to have behind you?
Huh?
What's a good name to have behind you?
Yeah, you're very... incredibly. Now, did you see the what I wrote on the video... where basically we're saying,
yeah.
Can you just do you have the able to pull that up just to read?
Yeah, let me pull that up. Am I gonna be the guy? So am I gonna be the dude talking back to you?
Yeah. Actually, let's make this. Let's have some fun with this.
Okay. Let me pull this up. I got it.
I'll read what I now. Here was my. I said what my argument was, but I'll say specifically what I said on that video. The 30%, this is what I said. The 30% doesn't add up when companies like Amazon don't have to pay the 30%, and those fees are arbitrarily created by Apple. Because what was said was, this is me saying this now. What was said in the video was that the reason for that 30% is that they go to fees and stuff, where you as an adult should know fees are bullshit. Fees don't actually exist. Fees are ways that companies get you to pay extra money, but they don't actually exist. They're arbitrary. I charge you a processing fee. What's the process? Same as it always is. I push a button. You know what I mean? But anyway,
it's like
so
the government.
Yeah. So I go, if they were acquired, shouldn't all companies pay that 30%? And if only digital, that doesn't seem fair or efficient. They're both big corporations, but in this instance, Epic is in the right, and I don't see them making the CEO step down over this. More likely, the past delays and missteps would get them to ask him to step down, but not because of this. But this would work more towards shareholders' benefits than not. Apple and Google are an issue over Apple and Google are in issues over monopolies with Congress. And as much money as they make, regardless of mobile, is still big enough a profit that they can take the loss to secure the bigger bag. I could be wrong, but seems your source is more speculating than anything. Keep it up, Denver. Now, you can.
I'm gonna be the guy that that commented back to you.
Go ahead. Okay.
Listen, I'm done talking to a 9-year-old about this and clearly you know some things, but Denver's source is 100% right. Do your research about these things, and with the PR disaster, he's got a really bad speech impediment. With the PR disaster the CEO created, it's going to be 50% if they just remove him. And I couldn't read the rest because you didn't give me the rest of the comment.
I'm pretty sure that was it for the
He called you a 9-year-old.
Yeah, so I'm like, what?
And like, even if you were a 9-year-old, like, very well spoken for a 9-year-old young man.
Very well spoken. Like, I have like a image that doesn't seem to be that of a 9-year-old. It's like of a black man.
Yeah, you're a bald black dude with glasses.
Well, but not even that.
And gray hair.
My image that you see on the like your little logo, your avatar, is my logo for the podcast. So, and I'm pretty sure it says the Broke Blurred Pod is literally what comes up. And so, I don't know what about that. See, that right there automatically takes away from me being able to listen to anything you have to say. That the first thing you go, nothing about that screams 9-year-old. Sorry. Maybe some grammatical errors with lack of punctuation, but that's because punctuation suck.
That's how I feel about trying to figure out 1% of the annual military budget.
Everybody knows punctuation suck. And then my response to him was no 9-year-old here, buddy. From what I see, the PR only puts Apple's 30% take out in the open amid current issues with Congress about them being a monopoly. As well, last I heard, Microsoft's come out in support of Epic, which is in no way, shape, or form equals bad PR. Like, I don't. So, you know, maybe it is true, but the only reason I had to come back at him was cause like, yo, dude, like, one, I was like, he could be, so I don't know, but he was responding like he was the source.
Oh, I mean, you never know these days. You really don't know these days.
And maybe.
Nobody knows who they're really talking to online.
Exactly. He could be, which I just found humorous because like, wow, you seem really hurt about. Like, you seem really hurt about that, which also, even if you are the source, doesn't lend to it being true, because I fear she doth pray test too much, is what they generally say.
That is what they say.
Okay, what other piece of fucked up news do we have? Because everything that's left, let's face it, like, we went through some funny shit, but we got some, I know what we can go with.
Yes.
Do you know? You're like, yes, please do. I personally myself do not kink shame. I kink in
promote. You kink rise above.
Yes, yes. Kink go kink. As long as you're not hurting somebody else, do you? How be ever.
I mean, unless it's like with a paddle.
Well, that's to each their own. Yes, like I said, to each their own. Consenting adults. But when you're hypocritical, well, you kind of got to be called out. You want to take this away, just Heather, because I know that you just you're salivating over
being. I am. So, all right. So, Jerry Falwell Jr. A couple of weeks ago. Okay, I want to preface this by saying I'm not a fan of Jerry Falwell Jr. I did not find the photo in question to be that big of a deal, and I don't understand the hype. He was photographed on a boat.
I can tell you why. I can give you context.
Is it because of just who he is? Because I feel like if that was a picture of me and you on a boat with like a drink in our hand and like our pants halfway down, people would be like, all right, it's just a regular Tuesday. Well, except for the boat. Let's face it, nobody's inviting us on a boat anytime soon.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they doing
on the boat? Why is that black man on that boat? And she's
because that Jew on that boat.
That Jew, that liberal, and that black, the Jew and liberal are both the same person. But they're on that boat. And they shouldn't be. To give context, he is currently the president, the dean of a school that his father started, which is a strictly religious school where, like, literally girls can't go to class in shorts or midriffs. Like, everything that woman was wearing they would be major issues at the school. As well as drinking. So his whole conduct in the video, by his standards, not by normal people's standards, by my standards, your standards, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, so he runs Liberty University. It's a private evangelical Christian university. I do not fuck with those people. They do not fuck with me. I don't know much about evangelists.
You're a Jew, so you know.
I guess it was the hypocrisy of that photo itself. Again, like,
no answer needed.
I don't give a shit personally. But it prohibits like premarital sex and private interactions between members of the opposite sex. It's very like right leaning, as many evangelists are. Hold on, my baby's about to electrocute herself. And he ended up taking a leave of absence, a undetermined amount of time, probably indefinite. However, things have occurred since then. It has come out that Jerry Falwell and his wife were involved with, I love how a lot of articles called a business partner. It was actually his pool boy at one point, but he was having sort of a cuckold relationship with Giancarlo
Benda. No. Let me correct you there. He wasn't kind of having a...
All right. This dude was fucking his wife and he was watching in the corner.
He was having a literal, like, you know how we're like, this is me speaking to the audience because you obviously know, we're the right will cuck, you're cuck, you're... No, he's a literal cuck, which here's the thing. Yeah. Whatever.
He's an actual cuck.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, what, teach their own. Like, they seem to be into it, but that's not the issue. The issue is... That's a no-no by everything.
That's like the biggest. That's like, but, oh, that's like a huge. That's a, listen, what would his father say? You think it was one of the Teletubbies that made him out to be this way? Which was the gay Teletubby? Was it the purple? Was it Ting Ting?
Ting?
Bing?
It was the purple one, I think. I don't remember what his name was. It was a purple one. Yeah.
Senior is rolling in his grave right now, wherever he may be.
Which
probably in the house now.
Well, okay. So here's the, in all honesty, the actual problem with it is, in all honesty, he should be like, me and my wife are consenting adults, and this is what we do. All right, I believe in God, and God, me and God are cool. And this would be a way for the evangelical right to come into modern society and keep their moral values while at the same time not trying to act like they're better with people, better than people, since the whole rule of Jesus was golden rule: treat others as you wish to be treated. That's it. That's the basis. Everything else, if it doesn't fit into that, treat others as you wish to be treated. Okay, so he probably fucks other people's wives because he likes people to fuck his wife. You know, it's all fair in that situation. But saying people are evil and all the other stuff and you're gonna go to hell and that, like, no, that's not needed. So he's a bit of a hypocrite. It's huge hypocrite.
Well, you know, it's as the Bible says, he who cast the first stone
keep throwing more rocks.
Keep throwing anal lube and handcuffs and condoms. And I'm pretty sure that was Levi's 216. Thank you very much. Boom.
Hey. He just watches, okay? He just watches.
Those in glass houses should not condemn
which
men.
I heard about this on a YouTube Internet Today or YouTube Today. I can't remember the name. I want to give him credit. Sorry, I can't. And there was some part of it where they made a joke where, they were joking where they were doing his voice where they were like, "That's right, you fuck my wife, get up there and fuck my wife," and da da da. And but they have it all wrong, because more than likely, in a cuckold situation, the male doesn't give any orders; the male is humiliated. The whole point of the whole cuckold situation is that they're during the process, it's that this is a real man and you're not. So more than likely, it was less of, "That's right, fuck my wife," and more of, "That's right, you fuck me better than
my wife. I'm a lowly slug, fuck my wife."
Yeah.
Listen.
No, it's more of it's more of your piece of shit. He fucks me better than you.
Listen, I've seen this man. This Granda guy is beautiful to look at. Beautiful to look at. Yeah. Like he's a very pretty. I'm not into pretty dudes, like typically. That has to be humiliating to watch that.
I'm a straight man, and this is kind of like, yeah, like if she cheated on him, you'd be like, okay.
You'd be mad. You'd be mad if your woman cheated on you with this dude.
He's just a pretty person. He's a pretty. He's one of the like you can't.
He's almost like all American, like Captain America. He's got like that very defined masculine jaw, great skin, like just the slightest hint of like 5 o'clock shadow.
Dark hair, so he doesn't have the blonde like super duper.
Yeah, he's not blonde. I mean, yeah, I believe he's Spanish, but he's like a white Spanish.
Oh, so then yeah. So yeah.
So, oh, he's blue-eyed though. Is he blue-eyed? I don't know. Oh no, he's way better looking than Derek Cowell Jr. is.
By a long shot.
Oh God, yeah.
So, you know, more than likely, it was more of self-deprecating or being not physically. I don't know. I mean, they did that, whatever. But it was more of verbally being deprecated upon, more than likely, than that's right, do that, as opposed to, you know, it wasn't, you know, fuck my wife as much as like, yeah, you like that, his is so much better, or this is so much better. Like, it's just,
you know, he's you know, he's got like a giant penis too. I'm just projecting. I'm just saying.
I want to say that came out of left field, but it is part of it. Probably, I would assume that the whole reasoning, I'm pretty sure, like, okay, well, okay, so there's two sides of it. You would think that if you didn't know anything about it and what it is supposed to be, that the what you would have is if you were going to go in this, you would get a guy who has a smaller dick than you. To be the as they what they call it, is a bull. To be the bull,
you know a lot about this terminology.
I know a lot about a lot of things.
I feel like you're gonna have to tell a story one day.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, but I do know people who know people.
Is this a family channel? It's a family show.
It's not a family show. It's just you know. Internet and all. Anyway, so yeah, like I was saying, like yeah, but it's actually they want it to be specifically. It's usually see. You know, here's the thing. In general, most of the cuckold I'm familiar with is the porn cuckold, and it's usually a big black dude. So that's the only thing that would have made this so much better.
Oh, that would have been perfect. Perfect.
But he wasn't gonna go that far. Wasn't gonna. Yes. Which I'm pretty sure. I bet you. At the start of this, before this, when I first had the conversation, and they were deciding to do it, I bet that thought process came up, as well as, I wouldn't doubt, if initially, at least once, it happened. And then they decided to go with Pretty Boy because that was too much for him. He couldn't compete with. This is all speculation. I have absolutely no proof at all whatsoever that any of this happened. Hypothetically speaking, I could see a scenario where they tried to do the cuckold thing with the big black bull and he didn't like that experience. And because of it, was like, you know, this guy's way prettier than me, but I think I can compete closer to what he's working with than Mandingo over there. Again, I have no proof at all whatsoever. That just seems like, why not? I mean, just because if you're going to go, like, okay, let's just be honest. If you're a woman and you're going to go that route, you're married. Yeah. You're a married woman, and you're gonna go that route. And this may be kind of like your only opportunity to go that route.
Oh, like, I'm definitely picking somebody that I would not normally. You know, it's like when you go to buy a new car and you test drive something way out of your league.
Yeah, like I'm never gonna buy this, or I'm never gonna have another opportunity to try this again. So why not?
So, you know, so normally I'm like, you know, coupled up with a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
From like 1997 or something. But maybe I'm going to test drive a Mercedes. You know, XL series.
And here's the thing. Whether it happened or not, I bet you it was brought up. At the very, it either happened or it was made a rule that it couldn't be. You know, here's the thing. He came out. He's a full Trump supporter. So I don't. He's a Trump supporter to the point that other evangelicals were actually like, "What the fuck are you doing?" When he first supported Trump. So that aspect alone goes to where his mind goes, in my opinion, as a black man. Just my personal opinion. So I'm more than certain that at the front of this, either. I have with more than certainty one of these two things happen. Either one, they had an experience with a black dude. Like I said, you know, there was a little bit too much for him to handle. A little bit too much.
You so badly want this to happen to be true.
Well, let's say it was either too much for him to handle.
Take one for the team. Get in there.
Or what happened was at the start of this, he was like, okay. If we do try this out, we got to make some ground rules, okay? No blah, 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 blah. No fucking black dudes, okay? Just, you know he threw that out there. Except, you know, he probably used different words. So, that's Jerry Falwell, which, oh, God. Oh, this world that we live in. Like,
wonderful.
And here's
all the American evangelicals, I can't even pronounce it. Only in America can Jerry Falwell be found to be a cuck with his wife and a beautiful Spanish pool boy, which you can't even get more cliche than that. Come on.
Yeah, it's
a pool boy, a pool boy.
2020. All right. So, do we have anything else? I do have one thing I wanted to bring up, which unfortunately
there is not going on. However, I've got a baby who's about to lose it. So,
no problem. And I want to say one quick thing I want to bring up I have to bring this up because I don't think I can really have this platform and not say anything about it. There was a gentleman that was shot in the back by police officers. He currently, I believe, is paralyzed.
Eight times. He was shot eight times in the back.
Yeah. It's not about right or left. It's not about Republican or Democrat. It's not about liberal or right. It's about right and wrong. I saw the video, and at best, you could say, which last, they might have by now, but last I saw, there was no official statement released. But at best, they could say he was going to reach for something. The problem with that is, one, watching the video, if there was any actual reason to pull your gun, why didn't you just tackle him?
Can I also point out his three children are in the car?
Yes, that was what I was going to
get. I believe ages 8, 5, and 1.
Like, the chances, what are the chances of, one, he was going to take a gun and shoot the police officers in front of his kids versus the police officer shot him in front of his kids? Those are the two scenarios. One scenario, he reaches for a gun and takes the chance of getting shot in front of his kids in order to shoot at the officer in broad daylight. Or the officer, like, just, it's just Murphy, not Murphy's Law. What's that? The most common thing is most likely the thing. There's like some statement that, like,
it is called Occam's Razor.
Occam's Razor. Occam's Razor, the most sensical thing is most likely what it is. You saw it. You have the wherewithal to argue with him that whole time he's going around. Like, I'm not even going to go to the place of saying that you didn't have probable cause to shoot. I don't need to go that far. If you had probable cause to pull out your gun, you had probable cause to prevent him from getting in that car. I'm a grown ass.
Fucking shots to the back. Eight.
I'm a grown ass man with enough strategic sets that if I don't want somebody to get in the car and I'm to the point where I'm going to pull out a gun and he's from the passenger side of the door. He was on the passenger side of the door coming from the lawn, walking from that side to the front around to the driver's side. Plenty of time for any officer to come around the back of the car to prevent him from getting into the point where he can open the car door. Like, all of these scenarios, your life is in that much danger. No. You can't sit there and make that excuse. I was in danger, so I shot him. What part of the danger? Well, when he walked away from me, even though I had a gun at him, and he continued to walk, and he continued to go to his car, and he continued to go in his car, all those things, and then I shot. Why didn't you tackle him? I'm pretty sure, in comparison, he would prefer to be tackled on his way to his car versus shot in the back in front of his kids. If he actually had to choose to, that was, you know. Along with that, this is maybe an older video, but I saw a video, because it's not just about black or white. There was a white man who was playing video games at night, and there was apparently somebody called about a noise complaint or whatever. They knocked into it. It was late at night. He's a gun owner. The whole reason people have guns is for self-protection. Someone knocked on his door at like 3, 4 in the morning. So as a gun owner, he came to the door with his gun. Because he's a gun owner. That's what you say you want the guns for, right? He's a gun owner. Came to the door, had it on his side, pointing down. The cops knocked on the door, had the light in his face. He said, wait, you know, wait, put down the gun. He immediately, like, first thing he did, you know, put his hands up, put down the gun. He then goes to put the gun down and is shot. As his then girlfriend or fiance comes to the door, not knowing what's going on. You're two white people. It's not about black or white. The whole point it came to the door with the gun is because it was late at night, and that's what it's supposed to be for. My point is, it's not about black or white. This is about right and wrong, proper training. If you can't handle the power that you are given, you do not deserve to have the power. It's a hard job. It's nice to a hard job. You're choosing this job. We are not I have no choice in being an American citizen. For so many reasons, but just in general, I have no choice to be an American. I'm an American citizen. You work for me, and not choose to be. You chose to be a police officer. You chose to take. You chose to take the job that puts that much power in your hand. If you cannot handle it responsibly, then you are not allowed to have it. If you are not allowed to enforce the rules onto those who have the responsibility, then you should not be allowed to enforce those rules. That is what this is all about. Plain and simple. That's all I'm going to say about it, because you got the little one. And like always, at the end of these, we can go on forever, but, you know, it's 2020, so we're not. But we'll be back another time with more of this, especially now that we got the whole computer audio thing up and running. Oh, it's on, people. Now. Because between
I'm gonna hate myself and say, oh, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Because see, the problem is we like to hear the sound of our own voice in this type of setting, at least. So now that we have good audio equipment, you know, we're more likely to want to hear more of that. So I want to thank everybody who is listening. Be sure to spread the word. For those of you who play Fortnite, again, use code Savage Voice at checkout or anything dealing with the Epic Game Store. And that's not why I'm on their side, no lines, just so you people know. Because I haven't gotten shit from that, okay? Because I'm still small on every account.
It's still the broke word pod.
Exactly. I'm still broke. But what they're doing, even though they are another big corporation, in general, from a, you know, side standpoint, looking from the outside in, it's good for more people than the other way around. Check out my other
material, content, what have you, including merch. Please check out the merch. Again, soon coming is going to be the Just Heather collection. The only thing that's holding that up is I have to put in like full effort to draw it because I don't want to fuck it up. So I want to make sure I'm fully ready because you know that's going to be some hot designs there. You can check those at streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. Past that, anything you want to say to the people? Just Heather?
Nope. Yeah, don't be a douche. 2020.
don't be a douche. That's have an esports team, and our number one rule, my number one rule for the team was don't be a dick. Just don't be a dick. If you're going to be, just don't be a dick.
Don't be a douche.
Don't be a douche. If you want to be a dick or a douche privately where it doesn't affect anybody, but...
You could totally be a cuck if you want, though. That's fine. We are not disparaging that at all.
That's nice. If you're going to film it, though, don't get that asshole shot. I don't need to see that. Nobody likes that shot. I don't know why you guys always take that shot. I don't know anybody that likes that shot. There's nothing pretty about that shot. There's nothing Jerry sexy Fowl about that shot.
Likes that shot.
You acknowledge that shot? That's an acknowledgement shot. Okay, that's an acknowledgement shot. Again, we're talking about porn with children present. Just want to make that point. That's an acknowledgement shot, okay? Exactly how we're gonna do it. That's an acknowledgement shot to go, yes, there's penetration. Now you're gonna go to a different angle to get facial expressions, some boobs, get a nice angle shot, you know, some legs. But you don't just keep the camera at the butthole. Because here's the thing. Maybe it's her butthole, but that's not what I'm seeing. I'm seeing his and his balls. And balls look even worse from that direction. Okay? So with that said, don't tell yourself you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? Even that. Why can't you choose just that butthole shot I just told you? That's why. So don't ask that question.
This is the angriest you've been the entire episode.
Yes, it is. Yet again. Oh, trust me, there'll be more. You've heard the angry episodes. These haven't been a part of any of them yet. And now that I got a decent microphone, oh, woo! 2020.
Yelling all the time.
2020. Oh, a lot can happen in a week, as you well know. So again, you guys take it easy. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Jessica. For the Broke Blur Pod, I have been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio El Salvaje. And with me today has been...
Just Heather, no buttholes.
Just Heather, no buttholes. Everybody, take care of yourself. It's been real. Later. Okay, and this is where I edit out because I have to ask Craig to leave. So, though I'll probably just keep it in there because why not? It's funny that way. That's what they all do. They just leave it in there and then joke about how we're supposed to take it out.